This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and we're here in beautiful Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP 2016. And my special guest today is my friend, Mr. Adrian Cardenas. Did I say that?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know I butchered it. Why don't you tell us how you really say it?
Adrian Cardenas.
Okay, yeah, Cardenas is as close as I'm going to get to that.
That's fine. It's been 20 years of people saying it like that.
I am phonetically challenged when it comes to that your name. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
Hey, Adrian, now, you and I have known each other for a few years, and now that I'm down here in South Florida, I've seen you a little bit more, but this is one of your first times speaking at a conference, right?
That's correct, yeah.
What are you talking about?
So I gave a talk on HTTP 2, new version of the HTTP standard, and the changes, they don't quite affect developers, but developers need to be aware because there are some things that we used to do for optimization, such as, you know, file concatenation, domain sharding, things like this that have now become detrimental to if you're using the new protocol. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not as simple as just saying, okay, Nginx now supports this. I'm just going to flip the switch and turn it on, and it's all going to be better. It can be, but you have to have a plan behind it, and you have to kind of understand how everything has changed, how your website works, so that you can implement a plan and say, go ahead, okay, I'm going to use this now, and my customers are going to get the benefit out of it, and I'm going to get a benefit out of it.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you this. Say that I do just update Nginx, and Nginx now supports it, and I flip the switch. Mm-hmm. Is this going to cause me a problem?
No. Worst comes to worst is if, for whatever reason, you do make use of some of these optimizations, your customers that have... that do have HTTP2 capable browsers may end up seeing slower than what they should see.
But they're still going to get my website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So it's not going to shut my site down, but all the optimizations I did in HTTP 1.1, all of those need to be revisited, and I need to figure out if they're still necessary or not.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Now, are there a whole new list of optimizations I got to worry about?
No, not really. I mean, the list is primarily the same, and there's actually a talk by Ilya Grigorik from Google that kind of spells out how all of this is working and what optimizations are still the same. You can still use them. Some things kind of change a little bit, but the idea is still the same.
Okay.
And there's only really four that are considered somewhat detrimental simply because they increase the payload size or they don't take advantage of all of the speed increasing features in the new protocol.
Okay. What's the number one thing PHP developers need to know about HTTP2?
It's a binary protocol. It's especially when you're dealing with anything like going through curl, that it's connecting to another service that's also using HTTP2. It's a binary protocol that's using frames, binary frames, kind of like a TCP packet, but application level.
Yeah.
And you're going to need new tooling if you need to troubleshoot the connection for some reason.
Now, does this mean in one, I could simply curl something and say, show me the headers, and I get clear text on the headers. Is this gone away?
No, it shouldn't. You should still be able to see that curl as of 1.735 or something like that.
Oh, so they decode it for me?
They'll decode it for you.
Okay, but the headers themselves are no longer transmitted clear text. They're part of the binary format.
Exactly.
Okay. can't pronounce things. It's a binary format. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. And now, you've already given your talk.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you did?
I think it went pretty well. I was afraid I was going to run a little short, mm-hmm. but I actually ended up going over, so I'm kind of glad I was just before lunch. Nobody else is coming in to rush me.
Yep.
And had a few people coming up, came up afterwards, mentioned it was a pretty good talk, had some really, really good questions towards the end. So.
Now, this is the first PHP conference you've spoken at, but you've also spoken at WordCamps.
I have, yeah. I spoke at a WordCamp a couple years ago.
How did you get involved in speaking?
So, basically through the local user group, SoFloPHP.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved with Adam trying to organize the Miami chapter for the user group, and for one of the first meetups of the Miami chapter, Adam basically tells me, it's like, hey, we don't have a speaker. Whoever it was called out, and this was like 2 weeks before the meetup, was like, can you do something?
Hmm.
I said, I can try, sure. So I whipped up something together. I don't honestly remember what it was now. And it was pretty good, and I had fun doing it. Mm-hmm. I learned some things while I was preparing the talk as well.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of been like that. I've given a couple of talks now at the user group, at a couple of different user groups here in Miami, actually.
Oh, nice.
And it's always been kind of like, oh, hey, we don't really have anything for this month. Can you come over and do something?
Yeah, well, so that's a good position to be in, is to be the default for somebody, because at least then you get practice on speaking and putting together slide decks in a panic.
Exactly.
So. What one piece of advice would you give to people that are considering starting to speak to user groups?
You know, just pick a topic that you want to learn about.
Oh, excellent.
Even if you don't know, even if you think you're not an expert in it, just pick a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you're really interested in, something that you are really passionate about. And research it. You know, spend the time to research the topic, come up with your whole slide deck, like your idea. Make it something unique to you, your own point of view, either how you learned it or how you want to use it or how you want to improve upon it, and then go for it.
Excellent. Good advice. Most people think you become an expert and then you start speaking about it. But in our community, the speaking about it is part of the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I speak on an awful lot of topics. I don't consider myself an expert on any of them, but I've done the research and I want to share what I've learned with other people. Mm-hmm. So, well, Adrian, I'm going to let you go. Hey, quick, before I do, though, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Local user group is SoFloPHP.
Mm-hmm.
And the URL, I believe, is soflowphp.org.
That is correct, because we've had several people on from from our local user group. That is also my local user group. Adrian, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us here on Voices of the Elephant. And as somebody who is now putting themselves out there and sharing what you've learned, thank you for that, because when you share what you have learned, we all get to learn with you.
Thank you, Gal. Thank you for this. I've been listening to these podcasts for a while now.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.